the Radio Wales with me, Jason Mohammed. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on this rainy Tuesday morning. Now then, eating meat could become illegal in the future due to the damage caused to the environment. That's according to a leading barrister. Michael Mansfield QC said new legislation is needed to criminalise the willful destruction of nature, which he described as a crime against humanity. So does a story like this make you mad? Banning meat? How'd you do that? What's the world coming to? Or maybe you say, yes, the time has come to act. Number to call this morning, 03700 100 110. How'd you go about banning meat? Let's ask Juliet Galatley, who's the director of the vegan charity Viva. Hello, Juliet. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Welcome to Radio Wales. I reckon a lot of listeners this morning have just turned on the radio going, banning meat? How'd you do that?
Yes, indeed. I'm sure they do. The trouble is, we've got to the point where waiting for people to change as individuals, which obviously is the optimum, it's happening too slowly. Although veganism is exploding in the UK and there's more provision now than ever before, we need the world to change, and it's getting so urgent in terms of mass extinctions. The United Nations warned us back in 2006 that livestock's contribution to environmental problems was on such a massive scale it needed addressing with urgency, and they've come back with that call just this year in 2019. The trouble is, seeing political will on a global scale, it's very difficult. So we're getting to the point now where we're actually talking about, well, is this coming down to actually banning things that are destroying our planet and driving wildlife out? Because without biodiversity, that's the mix of living things, the human race, to be quite frank, is screwed. So we actually really do need to act, and with urgency.
So how much damage is being caused to the environment with meat and dairy production, would you claim?
It's huge. So by going vegan, so for example, if you look at vegan, the positive thing, if people in Britain went vegan, we could actually be self-sustaining, even heading into this global warming nightmare. But we're importing about 80% of animal fodder to feed to farmed animals. The problem is so much fodder is now being grown worldwide. The vast majority of agricultural land is used for that, not to feed us directly. And there are billions, 28 billion, farmed animals on the planet right now. So things like the Amazon rainforest, people throwing their hands in the air going, oh my God, this is dreadful. But Brazil are exporting that fodder to countries like the UK for meat eaters to feed to pigs, poultry and cattle. And the beef is being exported. They're the number one exporter in the world. So meat consumption is driving the death of the rainforest, which holds a tenth of all the world's species and, of course, produces our oxygen. In the UK, let's not let the UK get off with this. The amount of global warming damage, the gases that are coming off livestock, is absolutely gigantic compared to a vegan diet. It takes up far too much land, far too much energy, and a vegan diet is much, much more efficient. And the statistics are absolutely staggering in terms of the difference, including the uplands of Wales. You walk along the uplands, which I do in Wales, and the panoramas, they are beautiful. But what really staggers me is how there's so little wildlife, there's just a few hardy species left because the forest, it's been so decimated across Britain. And
but I can imagine those farmers now, those upland farmers and the sheep farmers of Wales reaching for their phones right now to tell you and to tell the listeners that if you look on the NHS website, they talk about eating meat is a good source of protein and can form part of a healthy diet. Chicken, pork, beef, lamb.
Yeah, but we know that, for example, red processed meat is the number one carcinogen now.
I didn't say processed meat. I didn't say processed meat.
But most people are eating things like bacon and ham. This is what they eat, and burgers. This is what people eat on a daily basis. And the other meats, they're linked, the saturated fats, the growth hormones in them. We know they're causing 20% of cancers. We know that they're linked to heart disease. We know it's linked to diabetes type 2. Or let's put it the other way around. We can thrive on a vegan diet. And when so much suffering going on related to meat consumption, I think there comes a point we just have to face up as a species thinking we've got this wrong. We really need to shift. And we need to do it quickly.
One of the eye-catching parts of this story, when I read it yesterday, I was thinking, Michael Mansfield, we're talking about a very leading, high-profile barrister here. There may be some listeners go, I recognise that name. Well, Mr. Mansfield previously represented victims of the Hillsborough disaster and the family of Stephen Lawrence as well. One of the eye-catching quotes I read yesterday evening was when he said there are plenty of things that were once commonplace that are now illegal, such as smoking inside. Is that what it's coming to now? Does he really believe that meat may be illegal one day, that you won't be able to have that burger, that juicy burger in a pub any longer?
I think it could come to that because the situation is so urgent. I mean, you've heard Greta Thunberg, you know, saying with global warming, which we all know is true, that there's around 11 years to act before it's too late, because what's happening is the world is going to go into what a system called positive feedback, where we can't stop global warming from that point. When you're in this situation, and loss of wildlife is the other major issue, because without wildlife, we can't pollinate food crops, we don't produce oxygen, and so on. You know, and as I said, we really are screwed. When we start to face up to that, and I think a lot of people just really have got their head in their sands over this, but once you start to face up to it and you want to act and do something, we've got a choice, haven't we? Either we wait for everybody else to catch up, or we start to actually use things like law to put things into place. And I'm old enough to remember the whole smoking thing. Do you remember people were saying, oh, it's individual rights, you can't possibly do that, there's going to be smokers breaking the law left,
individual
right.
Choice, yeah. I heard it many, many times.
Yeah, and it happened, and it just peacefully, you know, went in. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, that's okay. So all I'm saying is things can change, and people can accept change. And we, you know, we're capable of this. You know, we are up to this.
Good to talk to you, Juliet. Thank you very much indeed. That's Juliet Gilatley, who's the director of the vegan charity Viva. So there we are then. You just heard from Juliet. We need to take action now. Time is running out to save the planet. That juicy burger that you may have in the pub may be banned from having it soon.